Pittsburgh Steelers fans, this is Brian Anthony Davis. I'm the podcast producer from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. You know BTSE. It's for all your Pittsburgh Steeler needs. So many great shows, so many things to check out, so much on the website. It's breaking news. It's there for you first. And BTSE, they want to wrap up everything after the week is over. Maybe that after the loss to Cincinnati, nobody really wants to hear about what happened last week in the week that was for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But still, the powers that be at BTSE continue to recap the past week's events for our readers and listeners. But come on, they went wrong. They were thinking, who could we get to do it? All the reliable people, all the sensible people were not able to do this. So they had to ask, and they went wrong when inquiring about the services of the one narcissistic writer and podcaster that they had. And it's the guy that would put a bizarre spin on it to do it. So let's all take a look at a bad week in the Berg together with you and me, B.A.D. Sunday, 11:28. Embarrassment. Ridiculous. Inexcusable. Debacle. Dumpster fire. Uninspired. The list goes on and on and on and woo-ha. Ah, it's frustrating when trying to define the disaster that was the Steelers' 41-10 loss in Cincinnati to the Bungles. Well, Bungles no more, to the Bengals. Worst of all, Tyler Boyd was right and Mike Hilton had a pick six. Yes, the former Steeler going into the end zone just put me over the edge. I was so upset, I couldn't even eat an Arby's beef and cheddar for two whole days, which might just be a record for me. Monday, 11:29, insult meet injury. Adding players to the list is bad enough, but it seems to be a key star each and every time. It was Big Ben before the Lions. It was Minka before the Los Angeles Chargers. This time it's TJ Watt during Ravens week. The Steelers, my gosh, they're seeing defenders fall at the rate of Spinal Tap losing drummers. If you don't know that movie, check it out. It's phenomenal. So once again, Ian Rappaport reported at 3:36 p.m. on Monday that the Steelers have placed TJ Watt on the COVID reserve list. Ugh, man, cannot afford that. Also, with Isaiah Bugs injured, the Steelers have added defensive lineman Montrevious Adams to the active roster from the Saints practice squad. At this rate, with all of the injuries and vacancies in the trenches on both sides, I don't think I would be surprised at all if the Steelers decided to sign Flozell and Mike Adams. Also on Monday, Chase Claypool. It's not the right time, dude. Requesting music in practice after an embarrassing loss is the equivalent to my starter wife asking for a new car days after I caught her in bed with another dude. There's always a time and place for all of that. And Chase, when a lot of people are pointing out the immaturity and lack of urgency and no discipline whatsoever of this team, this is not the comment to make, my friend. Tuesday, 11:30. Yeah. To follow up on the Chase Claypool news, there's some players that are not very happy about the way the Steelers are performing. And they're former Steelers. They're legendary Steelers. They're not my beloved Steelers anymore, former Steelers safety and current ESPN analyst Ryan Clark said. Nobody's scared to play this team. There's absolutely no physicality whatsoever. There's no energy defensively. There's no tone setters. Rocky Blyer, four-time Super Bowl champ, Vietnam vet, war hero, he comes in and says, I'm done. This team sucks. Man, no jokes here. There's a certain pride in being a Steeler, past, present, and future. I hope the current team notices that they are being noticed in a negative fashion. This is why the Steelers need more leaders like the venerable Cameron Phillip Hayward. man, when you think of the guys we just talked about, leaders like Rocky Blyer and Ryan Clark, Cam Hayward falls in line as being the perfect leader for this team. So, according to Mike Prezuta from WDVE, Hayward responded today on the DVE morning show to Chase Claypool's play music and practice suggestion. I hope he was kidding, said Cam, because as soon as he said it, I was literally about to rip the speaker out. That is not what we need right now. It's X's and O's, and it's execution. Mike Tomlin in his press conference even went as far as saying, he's a wide receiver. That's his job description. Practice is under my job description as head coach. Let's hope that some of those words are being heeded. Wednesday 12-1, Ray McLeod was announced today as coming off of the reserve COVID-19 list, and Joe Haig was announced as going on it. Fellas, Steelers, this is not what we mean by next man up. Also on Wednesday, is Robert Spillane trying to keep up with TJ Watt? Linebacker Watt sustains a knee injury, and so does linebacker Spilly. Number 90 is placed on the COVID list. Hey, number 41 is on there now, too. Here's hoping for Spillane that Trent Jordan does not get a prostate exam this week. You don't want to follow suit with that. But as Brian Batko did report, another Steelers player on the COVID-19 list, which isn't good, but inside linebacker Robert Spillane was already injured with a knee and unlikely to play this week. Let's take a look at Thursday 12-2. Just when you thought throwing gummy penises at the mother of your children in front of the cameras was crazy enough, old Richard Gummies, wait, is it Richard Gummies or is it Gummy Richards? Is it Ronald Ocean? Is it AB? Is it Mr. Third and Fifth? It's something. Well, he's at it again. This time, Antonio Brown, or AB, is being punished by the league for furnishing a fake vaccination card. Man, you just cannot make this stuff up. So, he and Mike Edwards, another wide receiver of the Tampa Bay Bucks, according to Ian Rappaport, they were each suspended without pay for the next 3 games for misrepresenting their vaccination status under the NFL-NFLPA COVID-19 protocol, and they have accepted the discipline and waived their right of appeal. Friday, 12-3. Why do I always need to take an antidepressant before looking at the Steelers injury report? Now, Cam is a possible no-go with an illness. Others were a DNP due to illness. I hope this team is merely suffering from sick of not winning. But here's the deal. Joe Hayden, Isaiah Bugs, they are out. Cam Hayward was on the DNP as that illness. And then you have other players like Isaiah Loudermilk not practicing. But good news, full participation from Ben Roethlisberger, Chase Claypool, Arthur Millett, Christian Kuntz, Trey Turner, Zach Banner, who was out with an illness and a DNP earlier in the week twice, and Pat Freiermuth with that concussion. So, wow, this is going to be a crazy weekend as far as that goes. Saturday, 12-4. All I've got to say is LFG, let's freaking go. Pittsburgh Steelers put out a tweet. We have activated linebacker TJ Watt from the reserve COVID-19 list. Finally, some good news. Woo! There it is. That was a significant week that was for the Steelers, mixed in with my black and gold audacities. I'm sure next week will be full of Steelers happenings as well. So, hey, we're going to have to do this again. My friends out there, have a great week. Better yet, have a bad one.